In Pennsylvania, 11,000 oil and gas wells have been drilled since the fracking boom came to the state a decade ago. Many of these wells are on farms and fields where Native American and colonial artifacts are buried. But a loophole in state law lets companies drill at these sites anyway, without first considering their impact on archaeology. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
On her family's ridgetop in Washington County, Karen LeBlanc edges her SUV down a newly built dirt road.
This used to be all flat field here. That used to be the view that we had. What we just drove through was a long line of Osage orange trees.
Those trees are gone, and in their place, a construction site, backed up by a big pile of dirt, really a small hill created by bulldozers. This is the land LeBlanc grew up on. This Christmas will mark 100 years since her family has lived here. EQT is developing a well site on a neighboring property, up to 16 shale gas wells extending thousands of feet underground. To access it, EQT built a road through her mother's field.
Their road will go down this way, and over on the other hill is the well pad.
To keep enough water on hand to frack the wells, the company planned to build an impoundment, or artificial pond, right here. But that would put it right next to her mother's house. Her mother is 81 and recently underwent chemotherapy, so LeBlanc wants the company to move the impoundment away from her house. She doesn't think the lease her mother signed 11 years ago gives EQT the right to construct all of this on her property, but the company disagrees. The two sides are fighting over the surface agreement. One prong of LeBlanc's fight is what lies beneath the ground where the impoundment would go. About 80 years ago, so the story goes, her uncle made a discovery there.
He was out exploring, actually plowing for corn in the field, and the plow struck the skull of the Indian bones. They dug it up. They saw what it was. It was viewed by several people.
Her uncle dug up the bones, but eventually reburied them, she says, to prevent looting. In 1981, the state placed the farm on its archaeological survey, a running list of potentially significant sites. But because of a loophole in state law, EQT wasn't required to check that list before it started work. LeBlanc is worried that if it digs up the field, EQT could be destroying a piece of Washington County's past. This bothers her for two reasons. Number one, it turns out one of her ancestors was Cherokee Indian. And the second reason is simple humanity, she says.
If this is your final resting place, why do we need to disturb you? You were there first. You have your right to remain there. They came after. They can move.
To press her argument that the land should be preserved, LeBlanc has enlisted help from local archaeologists. John Nass of California University of Pennsylvania is the archaeologist supervising the dig. He says this is a Native American site that likely dates back hundreds of years.
And this is what we call late prehistoric. So it postdates 1000 AD. The people who lived here, we don't know what they called themselves. Archaeologists call them the Monongahela tradition.
The site could have been a village or have religious significance. It's unclear. Cassandra Cappy is one of a group of West Virginia University students here today. After sifting through dirt on a screen, she pulls out her cell phone and flips through pictures of objects the team has found in the past few weeks. These include an arrowhead and tools made of stone.
This is prehistoric pottery. It has the marks in it from where they would put like twine or leaves to make the marks. And then on the other side, it's dark black, so we know it was cooked.
In an email, a spokeswoman for EQT said that in response to LeBlanc's, quote, credible claim that the site held human remains, the company hired an archaeologist to survey the field and put a hold on construction there. That evaluation is ongoing, and when it's over, the state will review it and make recommendations about how to mitigate or offset any damage the project would do. But even if the site has a big archaeological significance, nothing in state law prevents EQT from basically doing what it wants here, says John Nass.
For a private property, there's nothing we can really do about it. If you bought property that had a site on it, technically it belongs to you. Even if it's recorded with the state, you could bulldoze it away if you wanted to.
The reason is that the strength of the state's historic preservation laws really varies on what you're building. If your project is getting federal permits or grants, say a highway or a pipeline, then your project needs to get some type of archaeological review. In theory, the same is true for projects that require a state permit, like oil and gas wells. But here's the thing. Pennsylvania has a loophole called the 10-acre exemption. If a project is under 10 acres in size, no review is needed, and the vast majority of shale gas wells are under 10 acres in size. That means companies, as is the case with EQT, don't even need to check to see if their well pad is already listed on the state's Register of Historic Sites.
In that instance, even known sites could very well be destroyed or affected.
Ben Ford is an archaeology professor at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He says one 2012 study found that in Washington County alone, 60 known sites were damaged or destroyed by gas drilling. Ford thinks state law is allowing the needless destruction of Pennsylvania's cultural and historic heritage. He'd like to see these laws get stronger. Doing away with the 10-acre exemption would be a good start.
What we're usually striving for is to gather enough information and data and know about people in the past while still having construction happen and development happen. So we're trying to strike that balance. And at least in my opinion, the current Pennsylvania state law has disrupted that balance.
If the balance is not tipped back, he says, we could be losing our ability to understand thousands of years of Pennsylvania's past. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.